This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
This month in the news, Hurricane Lumen. Brown dwarfs are an unusual sort of star. During their early development, they failed to accumulate enough bulk to ignite fusion in their cores, resulting in them being small, dull, and notoriously difficult to find or study. Thought to share more in common with gas giant planets like Jupiter or Saturn than the Sun, brown dwarfs occupy a middle ground in the cosmic zoo, which is what makes them such interesting objects to study. The atmospheres of gas giants are turbulent places. They are racked by constant storms and ferocious winds that result in the impressive bands of colour which wrap around Jupiter, or the form the perpetual hurricane seen by Cassini at the north pole of Saturn. This begs the question, do brown dwarfs have extreme storms raging across their surfaces too? They are, after all, effectively just supersized gas giants. This is a question that has been wandering through the minds of astronomers since brown dwarfs were first theorized in the late 1960s. Unfortunately, attempting to answer the question is not an easy task, since brown dwarfs are far too small to actually be resolved by a telescope, and, as mentioned, even discovering them is a challenge. This is reflected by the fact that only 2,000 brown dwarfs have ever been discovered. It was not until just a few years ago, in 2009, that the first ever tentative hint that brown dwarfs are not just static was observed. The observations focused on one particular brown dwarf, which they saw to be shifting in brightness by as much as 10% over timescales of just a few hours. The same amount of time it was expected for a brown dwarf to do a complete, full revolution. No one could be sure what was causing the shift in brightness, but it was certainly considered a possibility that it was the result of thick clouds forming and shrouding the inner core of the star, which, if true, would mean that the brown dwarf atmospheres are at least as complex as their gas giant cousins. Last month, astronomers observing the newly discovered and nearby brown dwarf binary pair, Lumen 16A and B, published results that seem to have confirmed finally that brown dwarfs do have stormy atmospheres. Their observations, mostly of Lumen 16B, have mapped out the surface of the star, revealing in detail the large, dark and bright regions which they have attributed to be most likely caused by large clouds. Mapping the surface of Lumen 16B required the utilisation of a slightly abstract method that would allow the observers to overcome the difficulty that brown dwarfs are too small and distant to be resolved by any direct observations by a telescope. The observations were made using the Cryres spectrometer on the VLT. By using a spectrometer to observe Lumen 16B, the astronomers exploited the Doppler effect, which allowed them to distinguish between the light from the approaching and receding edge of the star. If the star was featureless, with no weather systems present, we'd expect the two sides of Lumen 16B to be equal in brightness, but they were not. The astronomers measured differences in brightness between each side of Lumen 16B and were able to build up an image of the star's surface. This technique has been used before to study brighter stars, but this is the first application of it to a brown dwarf. The hope is that in the future, further observations will be made which will reveal how the weather systems around Lumen 16B change over time. There is even the possibility that this technique could be used to reveal bands around the brown dwarf if high-resolution observations are made, further cementing the link between gas giants and brown dwarfs. The hope is that one day we will be able to understand and even forecast the weather around Lumen 16B, and that such research can be applied to our models of gas giants, aiding in our understanding of their atmospheres and formation.